I received a letter at the end of November. Very shocked, totally unexpected. Turned my stomach over when I opened it and read it, really. And completely out of the blue, not something I was ever anticipating, really. Well, I'm always been proud to be part of Girl Guiding. This is obviously some recognition. I've been a leader for over 45 years. But all leaders that are involved in Girl Guiding are voluntary. And, you know, I think it's good to get the opportunity to recognise Girl Guiding and the literally thousands of adults that are involved in running units and give their time freely.
In this day of social media and all the distractions that youngsters have, is it still relevant?
Oh, it's very relevant. I think guiding has evolved over the years, and they can do badges that are linked with computer and all those sorts of things. We teach them to be safe online, and so we're modern and relevant to the girls of today.
So maybe they teach you sometimes?
Oh, sometimes, yeah. There's a lot to learn. They know far more than I initially do, but it's good to keep up to date, really, with what's going on and the issues that the girls have to face as well.
Have you told your troop about what's happened to you?
Not yet, because obviously it's the Christmas break, so we haven't had a meeting since the school's break up, and we go back next Monday. Although some of the parents have seen it on the local sort of media, have said they're very excited and that it's well deserved and so on. It's nice to be rewarded for something that I enjoy doing. It almost seems a bit of a cheat, really, that I've been given this for something that I've enjoyed doing.
How did you get into it in the first place?
There weren't such a thing as rainbows, which is the youngest age group for 5 to 7 year olds. A friend of mine was at Brownies, and I'd said to my mum that I would like to go. Brownies are age 7 to 10 year olds, and at the time I think I was about 7 or coming up to 8, and I had to go on a waiting list. There weren't enough leaders even then, but I joined Brownies when I was 8, and I've never left, really.
So a visit to the palace, how do you feel about that?
It's very exciting. Yeah, a couple of people have ribbed me because I have been to the palace before. I'm a Gold Duke of Edinburgh Award holder, which I completed quite a long time ago, 1974, I think that was. And through Girl Guiding, I've had opportunities. We had a youth event in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. And so I was lucky enough when I was county commissioner to be able to take a group of girls to participate in that. And through Girl Guiding, I've had an invitation to one of the palace garden parties. So it just shows the opportunities that Girl Guiding gives to girls, young women and adult leaders as well.
County Commissioner for?
We're called Greater London West, and that covers the London boroughs of Merton, Kingston, Richmond and Sutton.
So what are you going to wear? You're such an expert of going to the palace. Will you be sartorial?
I'm not quite sure yet. On the previous occasions that I've been, I've worn my guiding uniform. Because it's been relevant, and obviously this time it could be relevant, but people have said to me, chance for a posh frock and a new hat, so we'll have to see.